Femi, the U.S. Navy is on its way to communicate with Somali pirates holding an American merchant captain hostage. So far, he hasn't been harmed. His shipping company, Maersk, says he has radio, and he's been provided with additional batteries and provisions. Right now, the BBC's Mary Harper is here to tell us the latest. She's on the line, and Wangari Maathai is still with us, of course. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Mary. What is the very latest from the open seas off of Somalia?
Right. The very latest is that lots of ships are moving around the high seas. You have at least two American warships coming as fast as they can towards this lifeboat where the captain is being held to join another American warship that's already there. And then the actual vessel that was temporarily hijacked is now on its way to Kenya. And then perhaps most extraordinary of all, I've just been speaking to, the BBC reporter in Somalia, who tells me that he's been speaking to some pirates who say that they are now sending one of the ships that they took captive earlier towards the lifeboat with some of the hostages on board in order to serve as kind of human shields.
As human shields, not as bargaining chips, but as human shields?
I think it's a bit of both, because obviously if the other hostages are taken to the scene, that will enhance the pirates' bargaining power. But the pirate describes them as human shields, I think partly to protect the pirates that are in the lifeboat with the captain of the Alabama.
Is there any way to know at this point what accounts for just the sheer brazenness of these pirates? I mean, facing down one warship is usually enough for most criminals. Now they're facing three and upping the ante. Is there anything to account for this?
Well, I think Somalis, really, in general, they never seem to be afraid of anything. If you think that they saw off the American troops in the 1990s, they're not afraid of the world's greatest power. They almost seem to become more brazen the greater the threat that they face. So, comments that have been coming unconfirmed from the pirates are saying that they're prepared to fight and they'll carry on fighting till the last.
Mary, you've talked to pirates directly in the past on your cell phone, haven't you?
Yes, and in fact, I was just going to say that the pirate that I spoke to at the end of last year echoes Wangari Maathai's comments exactly. I've actually got a quote of what he said, and he said, "There's been no peace in Somalia for 18 years. There's no life here. We have no choice. And until the problem of government is solved, there's nothing that can be done." So the pirates themselves understand that the reason why they're going about these escapades is because they come from a country that has completely fallen apart, and they'll do anything in order to survive.
Are you suggesting that, in addition to, obviously they're after money because they hold ransom, they kidnap people and hold ransom, that in addition to that they actually have a political agenda, or is that going too far?
I think that might be pushing it a little bit.
Okay.
Even though the reason why the pirates are there, the reason why they're so active is because of a failed political system, it doesn't mean that they themselves have got a political agenda. I think they are doing it almost purely for the money.
Almost purely for the money. Well, three warships soon to be on hand. A lot of people in the States might be wondering why a crack SEAL team hasn't swum underneath that lifeboat and snatched the captain away by this point. Is there any? That might be something out of the movies, but a lot of people are starting to ask that question.
Yes, I can understand that. And in fact, this whole scenario of the piracy off the Somali coast is like a movie, the way in which they capture these enormous tankers, the way just a handful of pirates manage to throw ropes up, climb up onto these ships and take them captive. The whole thing is like it's out of the movies. And I think the ending of this crisis is very likely. None of us know how it's going to end, but it's very possible that it might end just like we're watching it in the movies. It's almost a surreal situation.
All right. Mary Harper from the BBC with us from London, in contact with BBC reporters in Somalia and sharing some of her experience talking to pirates directly. Thank you, Mary, for joining us.
You're welcome.